Hello everyone, this is Kevin Remde, Senior Technical Evangelist with Microsoft. Now in this task, we're going to be creating a virtual machine from a custom image. So this could be an image, a VHD file that I've uploaded into Azure Storage, and I want to build a virtual machine from that. But what I want to do is use a JSON file, a template, a resource group template file, to define that machine for me, and actually prompt me for the URI of the VHD file as it sits in Azure Storage. Now to do that, I've actually created some storage, and I'm going to go into the existing portal in Azure, and here's that storage account that I created. And it really is just a temporary account, because to do this with resource groups, we need to have a storage account that is resource group based. It's in the new resource manager model in Azure. This is an old standard, what we call classic storage group, and in this, if I was to look into the containers, I have a VHD's container there, where I've stored a VHD file. So this VHD file actually has Windows Server installed, it's sysprepped, it's ready to go, and I can use this as an image to build a virtual machine from. Now, when I'm managing storage in Azure, storage has items that are required for the sake of accessing that storage. One would be the URI of the blob. In this case, blob storage is where that VHD file is, and I can copy that to the clipboard. I can also manage access keys to my storage account, and I can get this key that I can use then to securely access this storage. Similarly, what I can do then is use that as a source and then a new destination location as a destination for the blob, in this case the VHD file. Now in the new portal, I'm going to be working with resource groups, and I'm going to actually use some PowerShell to create a resource group, and I want to create a resource group that represents just the storage account. So I'm going to actually use some PowerShell here, and I've got this PowerShell session set up. I've already authenticated to my Azure subscription and set that subscription as my default subscription. And importantly, I've also switched the Azure mode to Azure Resource Manager mode. Now I have this storage resource group name that I'm going to use, and I'm going to set that variable. And I also have a location and a number of other variables as well. So I'll go ahead and set all those. Another thing is a URI to the template that I'm going to use to create the virtual machine. And we're going to come to that in a second. But I'm going to go ahead and populate those variables. Now I'm going to go ahead and create my storage resource group. I'm going to create it by the name KevRem Store. And I can actually do that along at the same time. Then once I have that resource group created, I'll go ahead and create the actual storage account as a part of that new resource group. Okay, there we go. So it looks like not only our resource group for storage, but also our storage account has been created. And if I go back to the portal and look at the new KevRem Store resource group, I should be able to see not only the resource group, but also the storage account created there. Now this storage account is currently empty. It's brand new and fresh, and no blobs, no tables, no queues, nothing's been added to this. I can actually verify that by going to the blobs and see that there are absolutely no containers. Now we'll come back to that after I do one more operation, because I'm going to actually copy now some contents from that original old classic storage account into this new resource group page storage account. And to do that, I'm going to have to get a little bit of information about this storage account. Remember we talked about the key and the URL? Well, I've already got the URL because I've built this before and I've saved that off. But the key is going to be brand new for this new storage account. And so I'm going to use the ability to navigate into the key, copy the key to the clipboard, and then go back into my PowerShell where I've saved off some information. In particular, I've actually saved off an AZ copy command. Now this is just text here. This is really going to be used in a command line. But I'm going to modify this command line here that has a source for my original temporary storage account URL and its key. And then the destination is our new storage account, and it's by this URL. I'm going to copy everything into a new VHD's container there. Notice that there is a source key and a destination key, and it's the destination key that is new. So I'm going to make sure I modify that, paste in that new key, and the slash s just means recurse and copy everything under the choice from the source. So I'm going to copy this line to the clipboard and bring it over to the Azure command line storage tools and paste that in here. And very quickly, because both the source and destination are in the West US in the same data center region, this transfer, even though it was a 127 gig file, actually went fairly quickly. So now if I go back into the portal, I should be able to see in my storage account, and in particular if I go into blobs, that now I do have a container called VHDs, and in the VHDs container, eventually we'll see a blob show up here by the same name with that VHD file. I'm not sure why it's not refreshing now, but eventually we would see it there. I'm going to assume that it is there, that it is ready to go. The VHDs folder certainly was created. So now let's go back to our PowerShell. And again, I mentioned that we have a JSON file that is found on GitHub at this location. And this is an example that we can use to do a quick create of a virtual machine from an existing specialized VHD file that already exists in storage. Now, what I've done actually in the browser is gone directly to that location in GitHub. And if I just simply copy this to the clipboard and paste it into Notepad++, a little bit easier to read and easier to navigate, just save it as a JSON file. What's nice about this is I could actually run this this local saved template as the template for the creation of the virtual machine. But I'm gonna go ahead and use the URI-based version. But I just wanted to step in here just to show you the kinds of things this is doing for us. For example, you notice in the parameters section, one thing it's gonna be asking me for is the location. Where in the world do we wanna put this new virtual machine? It's going to prompt me for the disk URI, so that VHD file, the full URI into the blob for that VHD file as it exists in storage. What type of operating system is it? It's gonna prompt me for that. And then it has some information about the metadata about this this information. The virtual machine size is actually set by default. We could modify that here, or we could take this default value out, and then it would actually prompt us for this. But in this case, it's going to fill in the default value when we run it through PowerShell. The virtual machine name, again, it's going to be prompting me, in this case, for the virtual machine name. And you'll notice in the variables section, there's additional parameters that we could actually modify at this point as well. So if I wanted to change the name of the NIC or the virtual networks, the subnetting, any of that, I could do that right here. Now, I'm not going to go into all the details of this JSON file, but essentially it takes those variables, takes those parameters, assigns those where needed, creates the objects required for this virtual machine, the virtual NIC, the DNS name, the actual virtual machine, and builds it all up based on the URI that we give it for the sake of the storage. So it's going to take that VHD file and build a virtual machine from it. Now, knowing that that is all in place, I can actually go back here, and we're going to create another resource group named KevRemRG2. And this is where my new virtual machine is going to go. Now, I've already populated these variables, so we'll go ahead and create the resource group at the location, which is West US. And then I will create my new deployment, but in this case, I'm going to base the deployment in the new resource group on this template URI, that one that we just looked at. When I do that, it's now able to prompt me for those parameters that need to be filled in. So for example, the location and the disk URI. Well, here I've saved off that disk URI in text so we can quickly refer to it. I'll just copy that to the clipboard here and I'll paste it right here. Type of operating system, and the name of the virtual machine. Server from template should suffice. And there we go. Now it'll take a few minutes, and eventually we'll see this machine, this will complete successfully, hopefully. But let me go back to the portal here. And in particular, let's go back to our resource groups. If I scroll down a little bit, let's actually refresh this. Not only do I see the KevRem store, but I also see KevRem RG2. This is the new resource group that we're creating, and if I drill into this, we should start seeing some of the objects being created, including the virtual machine that we're building here, currently in the state of deploying. So we're going to wait a little bit here. In fact, in this case, we could wait here and I could refresh this page and eventually it would say complete and successful, or I can go back to my PowerShell and actually watch for this script to complete. And I'm going to go ahead and do that. I'm going to pause the recording now, and we'll come back after it's completed provisioning. And sure enough, it comes back with a provisioning state succeeded. I can see the details of what was provisioned. If I go back to my portal, I can refresh this. Well, actually, it didn't even have to refresh it. It comes back and says succeeded. So now I could actually drill into, if I wanted to, I could actually look at the parameters, look at the properties of my server, and actually even use this opportunity to connect to that now newly running machine based on an existing disk. So what I've shown you here is how to build a virtual machine using resource management and using a resource group template. This particular template that points to existing VHD image, a virtual machine image sitting in Azure storage. I hope you have found this useful, and we'll see you on the next one.